Welcome to the Legend Lore One Shot.
Part 2. It's a trap. Door.
Well, who's ready to open Rumble. That trap door?
I am.
Me!
Oh, yeah.
You guys are so good, by the way.
I think Stabby should get it.
Yes!
I agree.
Okay. Stabby opens the door.
Stabby flips open the trap door, and there's a ladder descending down into the darkness.
Stabby has dark vision. Stabby likes the darkness.
Hey, I'm kind of disappointed it wasn't trapped, but okay.
Yeah. I was expecting it to be trapped.
Wait a minute.
Old school and everything had traps.
You said, I think Stabby should get it, and you thought.
Hey, what's down there?
Is the ladder a mimic or something?
Only one way to find out.
Oh, God.
I think Stabby should go down first.
Stabby would like to traverse the ladder.
Traverse the ladder. Please.
Stabby begins to climb down, and the ladder goes on for a bit. It feels like you go down about 50 feet into the ground, underground, however much that would be in meters. I don't remember. You go down pretty deep, and you end up in a cavern beneath the ground.
Ryan's Googling it.
No, I'm working it in my head. I think it's about 20 meters.
I was going to say it's around 15.
15.24, according to Google.
Well, there we go.
Science.
15 meters
I just
down.
See it in squares now. Like the grids.
Well, 10 squares down.
Thank you.
Feels like I've been climbing forever.
And you...
For at least three actions.
You yes. motion for everyone else to come down the ladder, because it looks clear. You look
but
around.
We can't see in the dark, so we don't know.
You look around, and there's not... Anyone.
So Spruce, just jump on.
Stabby, when you get down to the bottom, you look around and you're in a cave, and it looks like the cave continues on for a while, but there's no one immediately around that you can see.
Trees can't see in the dark?
I can see in low light, but if there's not a star cover overhead, then I get scared.
Oh. I'll protect you.
No.
Yeah, I'm just low light too.
Who is low light? Lauren?
Yeah. Okay. I think me and Spruce are the only ones that have low light. Everybody else is dark vision.
Yeah, with our chump eyes.
Maybe go in like the middle of the pack. So you can kind of like touch someone in front of you.
I mean, I'm fine on your back.
Yeah, you're on my back. You're fine.
I'll keep an unlit torch ready though.
I've got dark vision.
Yeah, only me and Ryan don't have dark vision. We just and we're at low
light. I'm not lighting a torch.
Good.
I will light a torch. Oh, wait. I can cast light.
Ooh.
There we go.
I will. You should light the top of Spruce's head.
Put a star hat on.
Yeah.
Light that.
Like a Christmas tree.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
So, following the guiding light of Spruce, you continue down the cave for a bit, and it kind of winds for a little while, and eventually you realize you don't need that light so much anymore because there's some faint glowing light up ahead, and you realize it's like bioluminescent mushrooms and stuff growing along the walls that are...
Well, those are the tastiest.
That are lighting your way. So if you want to turn off that light, you definitely can. But otherwise, you continue on for just a bit until you eventually reach a large cavern, a large room in the cavern that there are some figures just off in the darkness that you can barely see. I'm going to assume you're not, you know, being very loud when you walk down the tunnel. And it's... enormous cavern here. It's got multiple levels, and it's well lit by the mushrooms. And there are
I like this place. It's very homey.
A few figures here. There appears to be a few more workers. They seem to be kind of decked out in the same kind of clothing. there's a man with a thick blonde beard and long head of blonde hair that Lauren, the Queen of Wolves, identifies. I guess all of you would recognize him as Jorgens Falsen. And there's also a small creature flittering around in the air near him. It looks like a fairy or something, except its head is, instead of being like a normal, you know, most fairies and stuff and sprites and the like, have like, they look like people with, you know, little people with wings, but this one looks like it's got the face of a, like a lizard or a dragon.
Yeah, I'm definitely picturing Tinkerbell with like the lizard meme that's just going,
in fact, let me.
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Let me show you.
Just like the one that's like.
Yeah, and it's like, and it's like haughty Tinkerbell. You know, she's doing like little, like a little cutesy pose, but that face.
At first, when you said it, I thought it was like a Gatlin or something. You know, like those fairy that are like half wood, like half tree. But no.
You're speaking my language.
But no.
A picture for you all to look at.
I looked up Gatlin, and it brings me to American Olympic athlete Justin Gatlin. I don't think that's what you were trying to describe.
No, I think it's kind of like when I did your...
Oh!
What the flipping
pop fly? I like mine better, but that's still really cute. I love the chromatic breath. Yeah.
It's a funny looking sprite. And those of you who have picked up the Ancestry Guide as of recently know that that's a Draxi. It's like a fairy dragon style type of
It looks angry.
Sprite.
Is this art in the Ancestry Guide?
No, it's the Bestiary 3 art.
Oh,
secret.
Pretty.
I love scary. It.
Very cool.
So they haven't noticed you as you approach. It's the Draxi's flittering about around Jorgen's head. The workers have are unloading what looks to be some of the reagents that you're guessing have arrived here already or were already here, and they're bringing them to. Just like underneath a large mushroom cap and kind of placing them there, and the Draxi flies over and seems to be fiddling with them in a way that it's very reminiscent of working at an alchemical lab for Spruce. And there you are. You've found Jorgen and a few other people.
Everyone can leave except Jorgen Falsen if you value your life.
And when you say that out loud, Jorgen, you know, perks up, and the other workers look up, and they say, "Who are you?" And Jorgen says, "Ah,
you know me by my tavern."
Yeah, he nods. While the workers are confused, he nods and just says, "I see you've made your way to Kalsgaard.
Your tyranny ends here. The lives and the peoples of Galarian will suffer under your heel no longer."
This is like a Batman versus Superman moment.
Except that I'm also level one like you guys, so this is like Superman versus like
Jimmy.
It's like a girl wearing a Batman shirt.
Well, with those words exchanged, it looks like everyone's jumping into initiative to fight at this point.
Okay.
All right. So we're doing this. I'm taking you up on your offer. You want it sweetened?
So we add our perception, right?
Yeah, you roll with the perception.
Well, that's better.
Sorry, y'all. I had to issue like a nightly challenge.
Had to.
Yeah.
I got 18.
I'm too busy talking. I got nat 1.
15 for me.
What was that?
15.
12.
Also 12.
Abby got a 9.
Stabby, I would like to introduce you to this concept, pronouns.
No!
Lauren got a one. What was your total?
My total was 7.
Okay, that might matter. You never know.
You never know.
I mean, I know, but I want to give you hope.
I never know.
I want you to feel you are doing well.
Finally. Okay, that is not as good as it could have been. All right. It looks like one of these workers is going first. And we'll say everyone is within 40 feet of each other.
That's my movement. Is there movement in? Oh, okay, yeah, I get it.
Yes. So one of these workers grabs one of these empty crates and moves off to the moves closer and just kind of waits until to see what happens. So I guess next up would be Debbie.
So with all, like, she feels that there's some sort of aggression in the room and she gets super uncomfortable. So the bird just like kind of like sings in her ear and she's raging. I'm making this a story, it seems, every time.
No, that's the game. Yes, yeah. You're doing fantastic.
Yes.
You're playing a role.
Yes. I think in this case, since it's 20, I have 25 speed. When you dash, is it like double movement?
Well, there's no dash in this game, unfortunately.
Okay, because I have sudden charge.
Which oh, is I have you sudden
dash
charge.
Up. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, sudden charge says you move twice your speed, and then do an attack. So yes, that is exactly what works to get to someone. So who would you like to charge at? Suddenly.
Suddenly.
Big bad evil guy.
You're gonna charge straight at Jorgen.
Yes. Cause if I die, it's gonna be in a heroic manner with my bird.
I'm having the hardest time not calling him Jorgen Windcaller.
I could not pronounce his name from the get-go. Yeah. But Devi's not smart, so it works in my advantage.
All right, so you rush up and swing your axe. Go ahead and give me an attack.
Nat 20.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Bam.
All right, so go ahead and roll your damage and then double it afterward.
Okay.
Oh, my God. And this is with rage, too, right?
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be so good.
Okay, so it's going to be a 5 plus 4 plus 3. So a 12.
24 damage.
Very well done.
Very well done, indeed.
All right.
All right, so you're
feeling the rage.
Yes.
you give a big chop at Jorgen and
with my orc neck splitter,
almost taken out.
No.
He's still up power. Though. Okay. So
this is what Stabby's team does.
Stabby's group, Stabby.
Stabby's group.
Very important. You get the branding right.
So Jorgen is going to retaliate. He has a battle axe. Oof. And he's going to swing it at, well, he's going to take an action to draw because he didn't have it in hand. And then he's going to rage.
Oh, oh. No.
Because he's a berserker. Ooh. Guess what?
Nat 20.
I just rolled a natural 20.
I saw that coming from a trillion miles away. He's gonna do it. That crazy guy's gonna do it.
All right. But...
You're welcome, okay. Ryan. You're welcome.
Okay.
Oh, no, hold on. I rolled the wrong die for that. Okay. All right. That's nowhere near as crazy. All right. So you're looking at 16 damage coming your way.
Okay.
Damn.
Oh, no.
That's most of Spruce.
And that's his turn. Because he spent an action to draw his weapon and then another action to rage.
Okay.
We
good. So 16, you said, right?
16 damage, yes.
Don't forget your temporary hit points, though. So it's really like 13 from your max.
What?
You had 3 temporary hit points, right?
Yes, that is true. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
And just because I'm being very nice, because you took that critical hit, I'm going to give you a hero point.
Oh, yes. The bird is happy.
Next up is the Nuck.
All right. Well, Jorgens is engaged in combat right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then that seems to be pretty open for me to maybe move in there and flank
him. Yeah, Vernock.
It's going to take two of your actions to move it close enough to do that, but you can definitely do so.
That's all right. I can only attack once. Well, I guess, no, I can't only attack once. Attack more than that and not do very well. Do I get an attack benefit for flanking?
Yes. If you're flanking someone, they take a penalty to their AC, so it's easier to hit them. So you don't have to worry about adding extra math. I can take care of all of that.
All right. Well, then, let's just roll this. Rapier. Average roll, so it's going to be a 16 to hit.
16. He is wearing some really tough hide armor, but he is flanked and he's raging, so that does hit.
Yeah.
And he's flat-footed, right, Luis?
Yes.
Is he barefoot? That's
dangerous. That's what I'm saying. He's flanked, so he's...
Oh, man, what is he absorbing from this floor?
So I'm going to do the D6 damage and D6 sneak attack damage.
Sure.
Plus my strength mod, which is 0. So that's going to be 8.
That's good.
That's pretty good damage. All right, so you... he doesn't see you coming he's engaged with Devi.
No one sees me coming.
And you rush up and just... thrust your rapier up into his side, and he screams out in pain as he collapses and crumples to the floor.
I turn to the next toughest looking guy and go, "You're next."
Nice.
And make a
make an intimidation check.
That is an 18 intimidate.
Okay, that's definitely intimidating. You look at one of the workers, and they're very startled, they're frightened, but they you can see that there's fear in their eyes, but it's their turn next, and they look like, even against their better instincts, they decide to try to attack you anyway. So they pick up one of the other crates, they lob it, and that I need both Vinok and Devi to give me a reflex save.
In all fairness, we did just walk up to their boss and butcher him. They might be fearing for their lives.
So, let's see. That's a pretty
16
good roll.
16 for me.
Reflex save. We got it. Oh, yeah, 23.
Ooh, all right. So, Meg, you succeed, so you only take half damage. So you're going to take 3 points of damage.
Okay.
And... Stan, because you got a critical success, you take no damage whatsoever. You just kind of move out of the way as the shards of the crate fly in every direction.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely next.
And then we'll say that worker also tries to just grab like a stone or something to try to fight with. All right. At this point, it's either Gerg or Spruce. Which one of you wants to go first?
Is there anybody near us?
Not you guys haven't approached the big area where the fight's happening just yet. Not quite. No. There's someone within 40 feet of you at most.
Okay. Brian, I'll go first unless you want to.
No, go right ahead. I was going to cast a spell and it'll it can wait.
All right. Luis, walk me through mutagen. How many mutagens can I have going at once?
One.
I think just one.
It's one. Yeah, mutagen's like a keyword, and it's just one.
Okay. Then I will go for my Quicksilver mutagen,
mm-hmm.
which gives me a plus one bonus to reflex saves, dex-based attacks, and plus five to my speed.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will run up to this one guy that's 40 feet away.
Yep.
And now that he's 10 feet away, he is getting a seed pod.
That's the fastest pine I've ever seen.
19, so that's a 22 to hit this time.
Fastest pod in the West. That is definitely a hit.
But not a critical hit.
Not a critical hit.
I don't think I'm going to get a critical hit tonight.
Well, you've made 3 rolls, so, you know, there's still time.
All right. That is 1 damage.
1 damage. That's solid damage.
Oh. He's learned his lesson.
Perhaps he has. Gerg.
I'm going to point my fingers at the little Drixie. Mm-hmm. And cast Admonishing Ray, which is my signature spell. Mm-hmm. It's 2 actions to cast it, 60 feet, so I got plenty of range on it.
Sure.
I just want to tell it, no, bad dragon! Okay. Do I have to make a spell attack roll. Okay, spell I see that. Roll,
yep.
I see that. Spell attack plus 6. I rolled the 6 with a plus 6, that's a 12.
12 is going to be a miss.
That is not correct. That hits. I'm certain of it.
It always gives your hero point if you want to try to reroll it.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that. Hero point reroll.
I like how Gerg is like, I do not agree with those stats. Yes. It should work.
I rolled a 17 plus 6, 23.
That's a hit. Yep.
Excellent.
Pretty good roll.
I love when a hero point does its job.
Does its job, yes.
Hero point well spent.
So I'm going to make it feel like a slap, because I get to choose whether it feels like a strong punch or a slap. I just slap the Drixie across the face from 60 feet away. It deals 2d6 bludgeoning damage.
Great.
And it wasn't a crit or anything, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Lewis just had a face of regret. Just like, all right.
You're slapping my little dragon fairy.
And my 2d6 is 10 total.
10 damage. All right.
Yep.
Pretty good damage. And you have an action left if you want to move closer or something.
Yeah, I'm going to move a little bit closer so that I can be ready to heal my friends.
Okay.
Aww.
It's Stabby's turn, and there are 2 workers left and this funny fairy thing left.
Lots of stabbing to do.
Stabby's turn. Stabby will not be stabbing this turn, I don't think. I know, off brand.
What? Are you okay?
Yes. I know what I'm doing. Stabby would like to use the short bow and attack the worker that's closer to Debbie.
That is technically stabbing from a distance.
Yeah.
Long range distance stabbing. Yeah, long range stabbing.
Reach out and stab someone.
So I roll my d20, and oh no, it's a natural 1.
Oh no.
Hero point?
Yes, Stabby uses a hero point because Stabby is a hero!
Just missing me from like a millimeter. Just like
Stabby rerolls and gets 14.
14
so,
hits.
Yes. So do I add the 7 on the short bow?
No, I think it might just say like 1d6.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So now I roll d6.
Correct.
Great. I get a 3.
Damage.
Thank you for giving up your promising career as a singer to do Stabby's voice for 4 hours tonight.
You're welcome.
Does she get sneak attack?
No, they are aware of Stabby's attack. So if you, Stabby would have to have been hiding or something to.
Okay, because it's the one in front of me, so I thought it was flanking or something.
You
not
can't,
with a ranged attack.
Yeah, not with a ranged attack. Yeah, it's hard to get a flank with a ranged attack.
Yeah.
If you want, you. You can fire again. Instead of plus 7, it'll be at a plus 2, though.
Stabby will move a little closer and hide for the remaining moves.
All right, go ahead and tell me your... Just go ahead and roll stealth check for that.
Stabby rolls a 16 plus 7, 23!
Okay. All right, so you are hidden. And at this point, it's the Draxi's turn, and when it sees Jorgen go down in combat, it just kind of blurts out, "What have you done? Where am I going to get reagents now?" And it flaps over and it unleashes that the colorful breath that you saw in the artwork. I need, I guess, Vinok and Devi to give me a will save.
Ooh.
And I get to roll a d4 to see what randomly happens with this breath.
Oh dear.
I'm sweating. Okay.
Will save, you say?
Yes, I will save, please.
All right. Still rolling pretty well. 16.
Okay.
18.
All right. I'll have you know 16 is going to be a failure. Stan, I don't know if you still have your hero point.
You know what? I'd need to roll super. I rolled 15 to get that 16. So
I
think I'm just going to hold on to that zero point. And...
Okay.
Come on. Come on. Lay it on.
All right. So Meg's 18 is a success. So I'll let you know what happens in just a second. You get blasted with this colorful breath, which smells very nice, actually. Like it being a breath, you're like, it smells like flowers. That's very interesting. So what happens is Devi, you get slightly drowsy for just a split second. Oh. And you're going to take a minus one to your perception checks for a round.
Okay.
So probably not going to come into play during combat. However, Vinok falls unconscious.
No!
You've been put to sleep by this breath. And that's the Draxi's turn, and now it's finally the Queen of Wolves' turn.
Is he like, just a question, is he asleep or like zero hit points?
He's just asleep.
Okay, I can breathe. Thank you.
I love how since I'm going last, like I'm almost just the chaperone while you guys do all the work. All right, so I would like to walk towards the nearest hostel. Presumably a worker. I'd like to walk towards the nearest worker. I've got a long sword in my right hand and a hand axe in my left hand. And I want to address him while I walk.
It sounds like lyrics. I got a long sword in my left hand.
Yeah. Do ye yield?
You're talking to the Draxi?
To the nearest worker. Oh, approaching the nearest worker.
I will say that requires a check to do this thing. Give me, if you want, intimidation or diplomacy, whichever it is.
I'll go with the diplomacy. Yeah. I'm really trying to be like tone neutral about it. Just give them the chance, you know? I can't see what that is. Too dark. Oh, it's a 14 on the die. And I actually have diplomacy. So I think we're looking at an 18 here.
18. All right. So that's very good. What happens is you walk over to the guard and ask them about yielding, and then they
ask him about yielding. Have you heard the good word of yielding?
I think they were carrying a crate in hand, and when you ask them that, you see almost like a realization come over their face, and they instantly drop the crate and they're like, "Where am I? Ah, please don't hurt me!" And they just put their hands up.
Oh,
get in the crate.
Okay. Now, from this position, how far am I to the Draxi?
We'll say 15 feet.
Ugh, I just needed... All right, I'll take the minus two. I'm going to throw the hand axe at it.
Okay.
Because I like throwing hand axes. That's a favorite thing of mine, just as a player. But I'm going to get a minus... Ugh. All right. Can I hit with a 15?
15 is a miss.
That's fine. And then I'll walk up to the Draxi with my last action.
Okay. Sure thing. It's that worker's turn who has suddenly decided to not fight because they're surrendering. So it's Debbie's turn. There's a little Draxi flying near you. It's 10 feet away. And then there's the other worker who threw the box at you.
Threw a box at me or at someone else?
Well, he threw the box on the ground and you made that reflex save too.
Okay. I'm going to go for the Draxi. How far away is it?
10 feet.
10 feet. Okay. So I'm going to obviously walk over and attack.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, and that's the plus 7, is it? Yeah. So that's going to be a 22 to hit.
22 hits, yes.
Okay. Okay. So that's a 13.
13 damage?
Yes.
Wow. Yikes. All right. Yes.
I'm very happy about myself.
All right. And you can do another attack if you want.
Yes, I will, please.
Let's just add +2 instead of +7.
Okay. So that's a 19 to hit.
Yes, that is.
I picked the right dice, this one. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that's a 15 damage.
Wow.
I got an 8 on the D8. So that's good.
That's that Draxi's looking really hurt.
I can rest now. I'm here and take a nap.
Vanak, unfortunately, is asleep, but the sound of combat. If you want, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Who?
Yeah, Vanak, give me a perception check.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Maybe you hear the sounds of combat and that wakes you up.
Vanak!
Perception. Well, I couldn't keep the good rolls up forever. 12.
Okay. Somebody's got to eat the bad rolls.
No, I mean, I rolled 15, 19, and 18 the last three, so.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're stuck asleep for the moment. The other worker is going to seemingly try to defend the Draxi, and rushes up and tries to beat you up, Devi.
First.
So, 20 to hit you?
Yes, that hits.
I got the full damage, so 7 damage coming your way.
7 damage, okay.
And the...
How are you doing?
I'm starting to look fairly rough. You said 7, huh?
7 damage, yes.
I'm not looking great. I'm gonna have a puffy eye and like a limp at this point.
Oh.
The you know second,
you need your rest.
Well, I did try to take a nap, but like, no, it's not working right for me.
Will a 15 hit you?
Nope.
Phoenix got a good nap. I don't know why you can't.
Yes.
I still got all my hit points.
All right. It's Spruce's turn.
All right. Spruce is going to use this Quicksilver speed of his to charge up. He's going to leap off of Devi as a springboard and claw at the Draxi with his tiny face.
Well, I claw with my face. That's such a Ryan thing to do.
22.
22 is a hit, yeah.
Yeah!
I'm helping.
7 damage.
7 damage.
Oh, wow.
With 7 damage, as you rush up over a heavy shoulder and collide face to face with the Draxi, you just hear a little... as it falls unconscious and falls to the ground.
Was that its fart?
That's the wind getting knocked out of it, but unfortunately it doesn't have much wind in it in the first place because it's a little tiny guy.
Why are you making the villains so adorable? You're giving them a pet wolf and then it just squeaks when it passes out.
Wait, is Spruce the main bad guy of this?
No, it's Draxi, the little fairy that made that noise, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. No, so Spruce is the hero.
To my face.
Yeah.
I did it!
I did it, Bruce. Well done.
I guess you have one more action if you want to do anything.
What?
No, I don't eat it. I was...
it's as big as your head. You can't eat it one bite.
Wait, so you understand eating. You understand the concept of eating, but
why
you assume
you
that
wear... shoes.
Yeah,
but eating is just a thing you do for fun, not for
come on, right? I'm a scientist, I understand these things.
I think it'd be really funny if you just went and stood on it so you can eat a little with your feet.
Oh yeah, you know what, there we go. I will eat it. I'll just dig my toes into it.
I guess all right now, Gerg, there's just the one worker left.
I am actually going to heal Vanak
is just fine.
I've taken no hit point damage. I'm just asleep.
Oh, that's okay.
It's Devi that's falling apart.
Some healing.
Then I'm going to heal Devi. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll use 2 actions to do it so that I can do it at range. And
D8 plus 8. Yeah, heal's so fun in this edition. I love that you can do it at 30 feet.
Yeah. I could, and I could do a burst, but I don't want to heal the bad guys.
That's fair enough.
My D8, I got a 1, so 9 points of damage.
Okay, I'll take that. So I was, thank you for temporary hit points, because I was at 3, which is what my temporary hit points were.
Oh, boy.
So,
and you were like, no, don't heal me up in the office. You'd have been dead.
Well,
you'd have been dead.
I would have been unconscious.
Yeah, but then Stabby would have finished the job.
Yeah. So thank you for that healing.
Gerg, you have one action left.
I'm going to move up to the little Draxi so that Spruce and I are basically surrounding it, because I feel like this is the real ringleader.
I'm also going to say you could shake me to wake me up. No, I mean, I don't need healing, but you could still wake me up.
I think you're enjoying your nap.
Let me sleep. I could probably use it.
Stabby, there's one worker left.
Oh, and Stabby is hidden. Stabby will use the short bow again.
All right. Go ahead and make an attack.
Stabby rolled a 15.
That hits. And you get your sneak attack on this.
Yes. Another 3 on the D6.
An extra D6 for your sneak attack.
An extra D6?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. A 4.
7 damage. All right. So you pop out of hiding and fire an arrow at the worker. They're not expecting that.
Surprise!
I guess you have 2 actions left if you want to keep firing arrows or if you want to hide again.
I'd like to run up to the worker and intimidate.
Oh, okay.
Yes! Cool.
I mean, I'd be pretty intimidated if someone stabbed me and then ran at me and you.
The intimidation is not good. Stabby rolled a 2 plus 3 is a 5.
All right, yeah. Let's hear what you say to him, though.
Hey!
I will stab you!
Cut it out!
All right, Lauren, what's the Queen of Wolves do?
I'm going to approach the last combatant. Mm-hmm. And what is he holding?
Just like a stone.
A stone? I'm going to slap it out of his hands with my sword. I would like to roll athletics to disarm.
Okay, sure.
I really like a good roll here. It didn't happen. I mean, 16's not bad, though.
That's not 16 bad is all. Not enough to disarm, but you do slap their hand.
Yeah. No. Okay. And then...
Bad minion.
You have one chance to yield if you value your life.
You should have yelled, hey, Adam.
Hey.
Hey!
That's our trademark.
Go ahead and give me another either diplomacy or intimidation.
I'll just diplomize it. I didn't roll bad this time, though. Let's see. With my diplomacy, that is a 18.
18. Ooh. Is enough to result in a similar situation where they drop the stone in a realization and again seem unaware of their situation and immediately plead for safety. And we'll say that ends the combat. The other two workers are surrendering and the Draxi got headbutted and knocked out.
Can I just kind of like shake Vanok away? Vanok.
Yes. Vanok. You do so.
Yeah, I'll leave him.
Just like kind of like a dog going like dreaming.
What did I miss? Ugh.
What if I took my helmet off and it was just the head of a lizard folk with a giant mouth and I just eat the Draxi?
Oh.
That could be something that happens, yes.
That would be great. So, but no.
Y'all need to check out the Facebook group again. Stan posted something.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see it.
I was waiting for there to be a lull.
This is the highlight. Oh, that's fantastic.
Hey.
That's so good.
I love it.
What's the name of the group again?
Stabby's group.
Is it the name of the actual group?
Legend
on
Lore One Shot.
It, It is now. Isn't that right, Ryan?
No, no, but the name of the Facebook group, right?
Yeah,
now
yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. All right,
give me a minute to change the name. Change
this is the greatest thing. Just like, oh, that's amazing. Just like the three very happy little folk. Mm-hmm. And then the three brooding people in the back. I love it.
I love how grumpy Vinok is.
Yes. Just because he hasn't had his nap yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, whatever. Any coffee.
He looks like a true curmudgeon.
He's really like, I want to give him a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Clearly you understand him.
Two peas. Oh, with a tiny tree.
Well then, you've defeated the Jaxi and the workers and also Jorgen.
So now the workers seemed like they didn't know what was going on.
Correct.
What were you doing here?
They explained that they don't know. Last they knew, they were just trying to join up for a job. They're looking for just actual work, you know, not like, oh, I'm looking for a job because I'm a CD type. They're looking for work.
As you do.
And then they were here. They don't remember anything else.
Well, that's bad.
What's on Jorgen's body? What does he have with him?
He has his battle axe and his armor and a bunch of gold.
Oh, gold for Stabby!
What do we see around the room? Like, I know there's mushroom and stuff, but can we see something?
It looks like the Draxi had a makeshift alchemy lab under one of the mushrooms that it was using some of the reagents. And when Spruce examines it, it looks like, oh, the Draxi was making the sleeping gas stuff.
Okay.
Spruce. Yeah, I am definitely putting this Draxi corpse into a jar. And
it's not a corpse, it's just unconscious.
Even better.
I'm just looking at a tiny barrel.
Sleeping breath weapon and interrogating it for more of its reagent recipes.
And Spruce. We're
best friends.
Do you know about those mushrooms on everywhere?
Do I? Luis, do I? I rolled an 8.
You're not familiar with them, but that's because you haven't come down here.
Don't!
As in, like, you know that these are mushrooms and they glow, and you know all about that. You just don't know them personally. Like, you haven't introduced
yourself. Know these mushrooms.
Bioluminescent.
Well, that's Steve.
I'll quietly roll nature on the mushrooms. All right, 15.
They're bioluminescent mushrooms, and if you wanted to, you could make some cool glow-in-the-dark stuff with it.
Okay, I'm not going to pass on any of them.
Okay, so...
Victory rave?
If
like a bowl of glow-in-the-dark soup?
If I eat them, will I die?
One way to find out.
I will try to eat one of the weird illegal mushrooms.
It might nourish you for the rest of your life. You don't know.
No. Don't eat plants you don't know.
No. These aren't plants. These are fungus.
I'm just going to go like this and like look at Spruce and be like, what do I do? And I'm kind of going to look at everyone else like,
do you want the mushroom? If you want to eat the mushroom, then you must eat the mushroom.
Cook it first.
Peer pressure, I'm going to eat it and just like kind of like pinch my nose and munch it.
You eat it and...
Am I dead?
It's kind of bitter. No, you're fine.
Okay.
Much like when you eat like, the candy and it makes your teeth change colors.
Okay.
It's like that, but your mouth is now glowing in the dark.
Is my mouth different?
Yes.
And now you're going to have glowing poops.
Yes. Oh, that's great. People are going to be able to track us. That's not good.
You're just going to be pooping everywhere.
I don't know what this mushroom's gonna do to me. Bruce, come on. Benefit of the doubt. Okay, so it didn't do anything.
The town, the outhouse glowed for months.
Wait, and why would Spruce even understand poop?
It's true.
It's true.
Because he uses it for alchemy.
Because he's fire. A scientist.
Oh, of course.
Yes, that's true.
After a few minutes of like checking around and like eating mushrooms.
And taking the gold.
And taking the 40 gold pieces he had on him.
Yes.
There's a sound in whatever container you put the Draxia in, there's a stirring about as it wakes up.
You work for me now.
The spruce got dark.
And it's hard to hear in the whatever container, but you can still hear it like kind of yelling in like a through the it's muffled, but it's just like a what? Where am I? What is this?
Wait, you don't know?
No, who are you?
Sense motive.
Sure.
We win.
21.
21. The Draxi genuinely seems confused about its whereabouts.
Well, you're my new lab assistant, and we're just going to leave this cave. We're going to go back to the forest. We're going to be good friends.
I'm so confused.
Why would I let you out?
Oh my goodness.
Valuable.
You were working for this unconscious guy here.
No.
And helping him make reagents.
No. I want to go back to my forest.
Go back to a forest.
I don't know where I am.
You'll learn.
What's going on here?
That's a character arc if I've seen one.
No, bad tree, bad.
Right, Stabby, I think I know what we're gonna burn first.
What is the last thing you remember, little dragon person?
It explains that it remembers meeting with Jorgen, a man that it describes as Jorgen, and some other hooded figure, and they were meeting in the woods. It happened to like fly by, and the hooded figure cast a spell upon it, and then it remembers just like only being able to listen to Jorgen, but it doesn't remember what it's done. It's just like, I could only be compelled to listen to Jorgen.
Oh no, there's another one.
It seems
there's
like
a hooded figure.
There's greater mystery afoot.
Oh,
please. If you saw this hooded figure through this jar, would you recognize him?
I think I'd have an easier time outside of the jar.
Answer the question.
What is your name, little dragon person?
Havilax.
Next up, he's going to put her in a jar and put her around her neck like a necklace.
Oh, that's nice. And when it's dark, around. You shake it up and go, oh!
Oh, God.
No, if you feed him those mushrooms, his rainbow breath will glow.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to grab a few of the mushrooms and put them in my pocket in case.
Luis, can we release the wolf into the wild?
You release the wolf into the wild and you take the time and learn that whoever this hooded figure is seems to have put all the workers and guards under their thrall and compelled them to do these things for the Daggerfall merchants. You don't know who the hooded figure is, but for now, at least you've stopped any more production, the mass production that was about to happen of these.
Please tell me at least Jorgen was really bad and not under this hooded guy's control.
Yes, he was an actual bad guy.
He's the only one who's actually dead, too.
Yes. He was working with this hooded figure that seems to be a higher up among the merchants.
There's still a shipment coming in a few hours.
Now there's no one here to produce a bunch of knockout gas and ship it out to who knows where for...
click, 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 click.
No one that will do so on their own, at least. Havilax doesn't want to do any of that.
They're just angrily shaking.
They just want to go back to their forest. Right.
Can I take Havilax from Spruce? That's enough.
Spruce, what are you going to do with a bunch of knockout gas?
I haven't thought that far ahead. The science of it all.
This is how I lead my life. I did not think far ahead. I just want it.
Well, who knows what happens after that, but at the very least, the Queen of Wolves and Stabby's group were able to come together and put a stop to the bad stuff that was happening with the with Jorgen and the merchants in Kalsgaard. So for now, Kalsgaard is a little safer.
Woohoo! There's still a hooded figure.
And we got 40 gold, so...
You said we! I'm so proud of you!
That's gross.
I wasn't expecting that.
And I slept through it.
Got a nap.
Let's get you coffee.
I'll celebrate with some fermented pine liquor.
Pine liquor?
No.
Make it out of, Spruce?
Spruce beer. Your fermented pine liquor.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing.
From my lab.
No.
He's making it with his DNA.
We all make stuff with our DNA. It's what DNA does.
Yes, but we don't drink it after. Spruce. Oh, that's so great. At least you're sharing.
Everybody likes their own, I guess.
At least you're sharing with your friends.
Sharing means caring.
Yes.
Oh, I guess we should do the outro, huh?
Well, there you go, folks. Yes, you played a bit of Pathfinder 2nd Edition. How was it?
Oh, so much fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.
It was so much fun.
Sorry to leave you on a cliffhanger, but that's the best way to do
things. That's the way it goes.
It is. It is. And if the fans demand that we come back and finish it, we can go chase after the mysterious hooded figure.
So next Wednesday, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Luis is more kind than me. I always leave off my one shots by killing everyone.
Okay.
I don't leave cliffhangers.
That's another way of doing it, yeah.
I leave finals.
TPK, all right.
Yeah.
Welcome to Pathfinder. Hope you survive the experience.
Well, my one shots aren't my new players, but yes.
I hope you survive the experience.
Well, that's an old Marvel comic cover gag. I can't take any credit for cleverness there.
That's very good.
All kind of tons of sleeping gas and the hooded figure. This feels like a Batman story.
Yeah.
We're fighting the Riddler.
Yes, it does. Very dark, too, with the Queen of Wolf. Like, yeah. Yield.
I'm going to take the sleeping gas and put the entire town to sleep.
That's where the exclamation point goes. In the mwahaha.
That's fantastic. You guys, you guys are fantastic.
Join us in 2 weeks for Legend Lore One Shot Wrap-Up.